Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that?
I know that's a very peaceful beginning, but it's a very deep one. This is Sharon Walker, your host for Living Eden, and I'm welcoming all of you. And Daya Jaggers, my co-host, she's here too to welcome you.
Good day. Welcome.
And today, the reason I used that peaceful beginning is to draw us back into the deep, because that's what the Black Madonna is all about. And we're continuing on with some more diving into her beingness with us on the planet right now. So we're thrilled to be with you. We're really happy that each one of you is here, that everyone who listens to our show is blessed deeply and loved immensely and healed of whatever they're asking to be healed of in some way, shape, or form. And today we're continuing our journey with this beautiful Black Madonna with a breathing exercise to bring us back into our bodies. So using our galactic breath and using our heart to breathe with, in the heart of the earth and the heart of the galaxy, and being very conscious and appreciative and honoring of each of those hearts inside the heart of the divine heart as we breathe. Breathing in and breathing back out, drawing us back into our bodies as we release our breath back down through our feet into the earth. Grounding ourselves here. It's so important to be in our bodies and present, because the only place that creation and healing and movement happens is when we're present. And taking another breath, breathing that big galactic breath, bringing it right into our pituitary gland, letting it move around inside, back out through our spine, through our body, down our legs, into our feet, into the earth, making us even more present in our bodies. Challenging ourselves to be the most present beyond what we've known before of being present in our body. And taking another breath into our pituitary gland and our pineal gland, letting the energy do a circle back and forth between them. And then back, breathing out down through our spine into the earth and more present in our bodies. And in this breath, as we breathe in through all of our beingness, we breathe out anything that keeps us from connecting to our divinity, releasing it and letting it go. And now to create our energy bowl with our presence, we're calling in the energies from this fall equinox and in the dark moon, very powerful energies of the dark Madonna and her, our black Madonna, in her womb, with the energies of the fall equinox and the dark new moon. And along with her many gifts, we're going to call in her gifts to be the bowl for today. Her gifts are rebirthing, constantly rebirthing, bringing in that needs to be rebirthed, empowering us in new ways, teaching us the dark is sacred. She's the womb of creation, divinity itself, divine mystery, connection to cosmology, understanding it, valuing and honoring for our sacred lower chakras, relationships to the whole, the oneness, our sexuality, our anger, honoring the earth, Gaia, living spirituality radically, divine presence in all of creation. Creativity is us. Imagination, diversity, calling us to grieve and weep when necessary, and finding the gems of suffering. And in all that, not to wallow, but to dance and celebrate life, praising, filled with joy and gratitude. And the first of greatest of all her virtues, compassion. She's a renaissance of culture, religion, city, and art. Queen of nature, primal force, the throne lap of the newborn child, the newborn living Eden, the newborn creation of education. She is all cathedrals, the human soul, reinventor of science, all wisdom, mutuality, wonder. She's a shake-up artist, the mistress of creation, and bringer of right questions that redirect us to serving community and love, among many other things. And right now, to be in that bowl that we just created. Walk around in it. Breathe in it. Sit in her lap. Let her recreate you. And get to know her. And you can read more about her gifts in Matthew Fox's article, The Return of the Black Madonna. So I invite you to do that too. And also in Andrew Harvey's article on the Black Madonna. He also has some YouTube programs that you can look up. Andrew Harvey is part of the Chartres University at the Wisdom Graduate School. And I wanted to read to you the last two paragraphs of his article here. What's the name of it? Birthing the Black Madonna. The universe and all mystical traditions tell us about a sacred marriage between matter and spirit, the feminine and the masculine. For millennia, the bride in the marriage, the Black Madonna, has been kept in a dark, filthy, stinking cellar with her hands tied behind her back and her feet tied to a chair, with black tape over her mouth. No sacred marriage has been able to take place within human beings. No marriage of spirit and matter, of transcendence and immanence, of body and soul. Releasing the bride from the cellar, taking the black tape from over her mouth so she can speak her own sacred wisdom in us, is the present task before all of us. If she does not turn up at our inner wedding in her full splendor, there will be no sacred marriage. The only way in which the world can be saved is through a personal initiation into that sacred marriage by millions of people, and a flooding of all the world's arenas and institutions with the powers awakened by that sacred marriage. These powers are celebratory, earth-rooted, earth-grounded, justice-making, and create in the name of love and justice a new world of equality for all beings. That is our future within this sacred marriage. So breathe into that right now. We can do more than breathe into that. We can dance it. Dance it into life. Especially when we get off the phone. So take some more breaths. Holding that in your heart. And knowing that this knowing of the Black Madonna is being returned to us now because it's been buried for so many centuries but has always existed. And we have places where she's honored or was honored and maybe still is in Africa, in Asia, in the Philippines, in Europe, in Belgium, in Croatia, in the Czech Republic, France, huge number in France and Germany, Ireland, Italy, Kosovo, Luxembourg, Lithuania, Macedonia, Malta, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Serbia, Slovenia, Spain, Switzerland, the Ukraine, Turkey, the United Kingdom, the Americas, Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Trinidad and Tobago. And I know of one shrine that I found in the United States, which is in Missouri, the Eureka, Missouri. There's an outdoor chapel there. And spiritualities inside of Hindu, Tantra, Buddhist, Christian, Native American, the ancients. She is very well known in the dark. And now she's coming back to serve us. And there's a story I wanted to share with you about a shrine to her on the Our Lady of Einsiedel in Switzerland. It's a chapel that has been dedicated to her, that St. Meinrad is responsible for. And he lived there for many years. And many miracles were attributed to the intercession of Our Lady of Einsiedel. I don't know if I'm saying it right. And there was... He was murdered for what they thought he had from being rewarded for, or the gratitude from people that he had healed, and he received many gifts from them. And then decades later, St. Conrad, the Bishop of Constance, was asked to consecrate Meinrad's Holy Chapel and the church attached to it. And one day before he was supposed to do the ceremony, the bishop went to the chapel at night in order to pray. And suddenly the chapel was filled with light, which he called brighter than that of the sun at midday. And Jesus appeared himself standing in front of his mother, consecrating the chapel to her by sacrificing himself, assisted by evangelists and other saints. And the next day, when St. Conrad the bishop showed up to consecrate the chapel, a voice interfered at the proceedings, saying loudly, so that everyone could hear it, "Cease, brother. The chapel is already divinely consecrated." And this story has been honored by many of the popes. And no one has ever been allowed to consecrate the chapel again. So just breathe into that too. That's another space to get to know her, that her son was honoring her and gave up for her. That's how important she is. So now I'm going to turn this over to Daya. I'm also going to welcome that we have a live caller too. I see that and I honor you. And hope you have a question or something to share with us. And now I'm going to turn this over to Daya and I'll get back to you and see if you want to talk.
Thank you, Lotus. And good day, everyone. since we've begun researching and delving deeper into the Black Madonna, she has just opened up her arms in such a way, and the feeling of her is so present that we wanted to continue on in giving more of understanding and looking into more of the meanings, and today asking the question of why she is so very present at this juncture for us as humanity. And first, it's important to know her as the many other cultural symbols and symbolism as an archetype. For the current situations that we are wrestling with, humanity, we are believing in and have a daunting situation. We have a daunting situation, and this is the belief that we are destroying our planet Earth. And this, of course, is our source of life, and it's therefore we're destroying ourselves, and it's our unfortunate belief that this is occurring. So when we do this, of course, we tend to create all of, and not only to create, but to play out all of the negative aspects of, and see all of the doom and gloom that's attached to that. And I'm using the word belief because we are creating every scenario. And that is whether by default, denial, or with clarity. But I would like to remind myself and all of you that to think that we are able to destroy the planet is really quite grandiose. I mean, yes, we can deplete all of what's necessary for living, which will ultimately take us out, and you know, many other species and all of that. But nature, on the other hand, is a highly superior intelligence. And if we are actually at a level of seriously threatening its existence, we would simply be destroyed, just as when we have an illness or bacteria disturbing our physical body. But nature, being this complex, powerful, intelligent energy, can at any time eliminate what is wreaking havoc. So we don't really stand a chance in choosing whether or not we are actually destroying nature and the planet. But luckily, we have enough awareness and are awake enough to see that we need to be changing and living differently and creating in a positive, loving, sustainable way, which is what our program is all about. And so going back to our belief that we are in a dire situation, when this occurs, everything being a vibrational energy and living in a reality of dualism, anytime there is a magnitude thought or a thought of this magnitude the collective unconscious, the mass consciousness, will bring in the opposite. So in this case, we are believing in an imminent destruction and our ultimate demise. So at the same time, of course, not wanting this, we also bring in the archetype, and which is why the Black Madonna has one of the reasons why the Black Madonna has resurfaced at this time. And actually, it's very interesting because to me, realizing that this time we've chosen what was negated for such a long time, the Black Madonna, this says to me that we now have the willingness to embrace and accepting ourselves wholly. Both aspects are total duality. And first again, the Black Madonna is an energetic field. So our psyche's manifestation. And she is holding the other qualities, the many other qualities, and a lot of those are of action, that the Virgin Mary does not represent for us in our psyche. So the Black Madonna is all about getting down in the dirt and openly admitting all our feelings of failures, and using that newfound freedom, standing in our true powers, focusing on renewal, rebuilding, and reclaiming. We are creative artists and peace-loving beings. So we, in full acceptance of both sides, both polarities of us, the positive and the negative polarities, not meaning good or bad. We're nurturing ourselves from this self-acceptance and enabling ourselves to live in harmony within, which is the sacred marriage. So moving on from that point of view, in calling in our panic of destroying everything, we feel this energy as our way of security. Because it's intangible, you need to breathe into the feeling of it, the feeling of security, of surviving in our deepest core. She's helping us with all of this. And it comes in the way of empathy and guidance. And this time the Black Madonna is important to understand. She's not a place. I mean, better said, she's a non-place. She's the void, the blank screen, the infinite blackness. But therefore, we have the availability to project all of our shame, our guilt, our shortcomings. And she is the one who has empathy for all of this, who accepts us for what we are and knows that we have both sides. And in order to accept them and ourselves, but then we need to move on with deep acceptance is the strong apology we bring. Not to wallow in I'm sorry's, but to stand and get started with the changes. This is the action part that she supports. So the first, as our motives, as a humanity, we need to keep our greed in check. And beginning to place undivided focus on all the incredible ideas that have just been lying in heaps by the thousands from so many people that are here now and no longer on the planet. The Black Madonna energy also calls into action our soul purpose as artists and creators to begin to stop the complacency, the endless diatribe on why we cannot, and to start looking in the mirror at your image and say yes. Say yes, I am, and yes, I can. Become more proactive. She speaks this message as one of her gifts for us to use. I'll repeat it again to yourself. Maybe it becomes your mantra. Yes, I am, and yes, I can. So in another thing, instead of trying to do, you know, a big thing or think of a big thing or think you have to do a big thing, you know, the Black Madonna acknowledges the small and the seemingly insignificant with an outpouring of grace for the courage and dignity for the ones who take up and make the attempt with disregard to, you know, the ego's longings to be seen and to be heard. And also, we need to refrain with the ridiculing, the self-ridiculing, and therefore the projecting and ridiculing others for the things considered to be our many shortcomings, and realize that there is a much bigger picture and understanding more about this. So try this. Breathe in the unwanted, the ugly, the whatever you consider shortcomings or failures or poor behaviors, any of these things. Breathe that in and send out the breath with the positive energy. Realize that you have the power to transform energy. It cannot hurt you when you know just as there is negative, there is positive, and it is only a belief, not a truth, that one is bad and the other good. And the Black Madonna is the symbol of this understanding as well. She is infinite wisdom, bringing the message again now. So the question is, are we ready to wholly and fully accept ourselves, knowing that both sides of the coin are equal? And with duality, they both carry their treasures. They have different qualities, different colors, a different feel, and different ways of going about it, but not to be confused with bad or good or wrong or right. These are judgments. Duality is a polarity. the Black Madonna is the most beautiful other side of the Virgin Mary here to help us now. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Lotus.
Thank you. Thank you, Daya. That was so beautiful. And so graciously and gracefully given to us. Thank you. So let's take a...
You're welcome.
Aw. Let's take some moments to let that sink in. Let's take some breaths. And let yourself receive. Give yourself space. And if you want some pictures besides the ones that are on the, our website, our Blog Talk Radio website, there's pictures of the Einsiedeln, I think I said it right, chapel that are incredible. I thought of it as a tiny place that was very barren, actually, for some reason. But it's just the opposite. And it's beautiful. I think you'd really enjoy looking at those pictures. There's lots of pictures online. There's pages and pages of Black Madonna pictures that are just all pictures. So you can check that out. But this one is sacred-destinations.com/Switzerland/ Einsiedeln, which is EinSiedeln. And there's some beautiful pictures there of the chapel. It's gorgeous. So I invite you to do that too, to give yourself more connection with the energy, more connection with the reality of how long it's existed. And that's not even from the beginning of time, but I'm sorry our caller has dropped off, so we couldn't get back to whoever it was. So let's now take a breath, your big galactic breath. Making sure you're present, breathing back into your body. Becoming again conscious, or still staying, intending to stay conscious in this bowl, in the dark womb of the Black Madonna. Noticing the richness, the fertileness, the beauty, the questions. I'm sure there's a lot of questions that she can give us. To be asking. If we haven't gotten answers to questions we're asking, maybe we're not asking the ones that need to be asked. And the being present with her in openness. In fact, the beginning music that I played that sound was from the beginning of a song called Opening into the Being. Well, this I don't have the name exactly right. I know the first word is opening. Opening into the flow of who you are. Jim Oliver is the author of that. So letting that music draw you. I'm going to put it back on. Draw you into who you truly are and have this Black Madonna embrace you and help you open your heart to receive yourself. To receive your brothers and sisters. To live in the mystery, the not knowing. That's where we need to live now, in the mystery. To become comfortable with that, in the not knowing, so that new can be born. To let yourself feel and know the cycle, that death is not about the dying that we have made it into. It's part of a circle, a cycle. And in the death, we move into the womb of the Dark Madonna. And we get taken care of. We get loved into beingness again and rebirthed. And that's a cycle. Another example of that cycle is the moon, which represents the divine feminine. Right now we're coming out of the new moon, which is dark. It's black. But it still exists. And it's not bad because it's black. It's just dark. And on the other side of the moon, even when it is dark, is light and brilliance. And so we move back slowly into the full moon. And the dark of the moon is the time when we request. So now is the time, in the womb of the Black Madonna, in the dark of the new moon, to request what we want. To plant the seeds in the darkness, just like Earth receives the seeds in the darkness of her richness, of her black earth, her dark earth. Now is the time to plant those seeds. And as the moon becomes full and back in its light and brilliance, the full moon represents the completion of all of the seeds being birthed and growing into its fruition and bearing whatever fruit or flowers or leaves or whatever they bear before they go back into the darkness again, into the earth. So that's the cycle of this Black Madonna, constant. It's a mystery. And if we knew the answers, if we didn't have mystery in life, there would not be any way to create. Because we'd only have what we already have. And grace. The grace that flows and guides us and through the mystery. We're never alone. And now to notice what's happened. We're in the Chartres Cathedral. We're in all the cathedrals in the world. We're in the chapel at Eisendelm. We're in the body of the goddess, which is a labyrinth, which is, again, the cycle, moving in into the depth of the darkness and then moving out into the light of new creations. Moving in to the depths of the earth where we live, into the dark. There's so much power there. And moving back out, gathering that power, that strength, that mystery, that incredible energy of Gaia, and drawing it back out with us to create out here on her surface in the light. There is no way to be away from that cycle. Everything cycles that way. So bring all this with you this week. Find the things in your life that you want to put into this new moon time. And be supported by all of creation, by all of the cosmos, by all the angels and archangels and sacred geometries and labyrinths and cathedrals and earth and each other. And the Dark Mother, the Dark Madonna. And re-listen to this over and over if it's helpful, or any of our other shows. And we invite you to send in questions, to come on live. And we haven't, I realized we had the chat room. There was a guest in the chat room, and they've logged out too. So we need to figure out better how to accommodate guests online and in the chat room. It's our first playing with this, and we want you to be able to connect with us. That's really important. So if you don't get connected to us live or in the chat room, please send your questions and sharings to, well, you can go, you can send them, you can do it right on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the bottom of the page, you can put a message in. And you can send them to Energextasy, Energextasy, @yahoo.com. And you can go to my website, IamGoddessIam.com, and fill in the contact form. And we really are excited to be connected with you. We're so grateful that there was a live caller and there was a guest in the chat room, and that was very exciting. And I want you to have many blessings this week, and excitement in your life, and beauty, and joy. And if you want more support, more energetic support for the kind of life you want to live, the kind of energies you want in your life, don't forget the Crystal Vibrations Jewelry. And that is crystalvibejewelry.etsy.com. And they're making more and more all the time. Their bracelets are getting more and more powerful, and they are great help to really live in the energies that you're choosing to live in. I know the latest, there was a woman who got the bracelet balance, I think. That's a new one of theirs. And she had been in a couple of very tragic accidents. Both, if I remember right, with trucks. And she had been years with operations and pills and doctors. And she went to one of their parties that they put on and listened and experienced their bracelet. And she put the bracelet on and wore it. They had her wear the balance bracelet for the whole time of the party. And she was healed. She was able to walk right then and there. There's a video of her. It was amazing. So there's a reason. This is not just jewelry. This is these two women, Stacy Goldforth and Valinda Salva, have made incredible bracelets. Spirit has gifted them immensely. So I invite you to take a look at those, too, if you want more support. And we will, Daya, you want to say something before we hang up?
I just want to give you all lots of positive, joyful energy for the rest of your week, and to thank you, Sharon, for for your beautiful inspirations in the ways of meditations. And keep creating a living Eden.
Amen. So, dance that into reality. And thank you all. We love you. We love being with you. You're awesome. So, bye for now. Until next week.
Until next week. Aloha.